Unit 4. Vocabulary and Listening. Exercise 6.
In today's podcast, we're going to talk about natural disaster films. From floods to ice ages, avalanches to wildfires, you name it, there's been a film about it. Surprisingly, they continue to make natural disaster films. Some years there are as few as one, but that number can increase to 5 in other years.
It's no surprise that people enjoy adventure stories. But why is demand for disaster so high? I've been doing some research, and it seems that disaster films can make us feel good.
I could have told you that. I know they usually make me feel better. But why?
Well, I researched the reasons, and I was quite surprised. Did you know disaster films have been around more or less as long as cinema has existed? People usually think of disaster films as a modern thing, but they're not. The first one was probably a silent film made in 1901. It was called Fire, and it was about rescuing a woman from a burning house.
And natural disaster films are a hugely popular type of disaster film.
Right. The first natural disaster film might have been Deluge, which was made in 1933 and was about a tsunami covering New York City. Filmmakers then couldn't have predicted their popularity today.
Yes, disaster films often make good financial sense. Geostorm, for example, made $33.7 million in the USA and Canada and $187.1 million elsewhere. That's a worldwide total of almost $221 million. It cost around $120 million to produce, so...
So that's a lot of profit. I should have been a film producer. Then I could have made lots of money. Of course, you have to make a good disaster film for it to be successful. But what is it about these films that attracts viewers?
Well, when the natural disaster strikes, it's usually a few main characters or one main character that we care about. The story is about them overcoming many dangers and challenges. In doing that, they demonstrate lots of positive qualities, such as being brave, caring, kind, and quick thinking. When we watch, we focus on those good qualities. We also see that they are not perfect people. They have flaws and make mistakes, just like us.
Of course, many people die in the disaster, but that's a background to the story. We don't focus on that. We're cheering for the main character and we want them to succeed, even though it usually seems almost impossible. We feel for them as they struggle. So I guess these films make us think about what it means to be human and that it is possible to overcome terrible things.
Right. And that's why they're even more popular in difficult times. When things are hard for us personally, we can watch a disaster film and compare our lives to the lives and experiences of the characters.
And then we draw the conclusion that actually our lives aren't so bad after all. I think they help us make sense of history and the way we see the world.
Yes. You know, I watched a horror film once and it terrified me far more than any disaster film. I would have watched a disaster film, but there wasn't one on.
You shouldn't have watched that horror film. Give me a film about a tornado, flood, or any other natural disaster every time.